Down in Hopedale, Louisiana, at his dock on Hopedale Highway in St. Bernard Parish, Tony Gutierrez is sorting the crabs he caught that morning.
Y'all want to go through these crabs real quick?
Gutierrez has been a commercial fisherman for a half century, long enough to know his profession no longer makes ends meet.
And you see what we had this morning. That was literally about $220 worth of crabs. And you had $100 worth of bait and $100 worth of fuel to get here, so it doesn't add up.
He'd like to keep making a living on the water, but he needs a new idea. Out on his boat, Gutierrez sees a lot of amateur outdoorsmen hoping to make a big catch. But they're often setting up shop just a few miles from the sweet fishing spots. Seeing this, it hit him. Helping tourists find the fish could make him some money.
We can bring him to the location, and it could be fishing instantly, and bring him back and have a nice place for him to clean the fish and do some ball seafood or something, just something to try to bring back people here.
Easy, right? Not exactly. There are lots of charter boat captains, but Gutierrez's plan is to buy a bunch of kayaks, take groups out on the water, and let them loose for a few hours to fish. That means prettying up the four lots he owns on Hopedale Highway and turning them into camping grounds.
I'd have to get the ground ready, get all the septic systems in, electrical hookups for the campers. You have to be ready for these weekend warriors. I mean, that's basically what it's going to be.
Then there's getting the word out. Brochures, a website, a Facebook page. This is totally different than what Gutierrez has been doing for the past 50 years.
Do you own the kayaks already? You got to buy the kayaks?
No, I have to buy the kayaks. That would be totally new to me because I've never been in a kayak, so.
While he's figuring out how to enter this new economy, the state is spreading the word.
Downtown and the French Quarter are famous for music and restaurants, but there's another side to our city that shouldn't be missed. South Louisiana's natural environment makes New Orleans a destination for outdoor enthusiasts.
This ad is part of a new ecotourism campaign. The City Council and New Orleans Tourism Marketing Corporation are working together to raise awareness of the fishing, birdwatching, hiking, boating, and other outdoor tourism activities just outside the city.
It's not just seeing animals and flowers and the like. It's carrying a camera with you and capturing an image to take back home so that your friends can see where you are and see what you've seen.
That voice in the commercial is Dr. Bob Thomas. He's director of the Center of Environmental Communication at Loyola University in New Orleans. Dr. Thomas founded the Louisiana Nature Center back in 1978 and has a PhD in biology. So getting involved in the ecotourism push was a natural fit.
People who have not traditionally been in ecotourism are starting to see potential, such as commercial fishermen. They've discovered that people are really very interested in their culture and their profession, and that people will actually pay to go out on a shrimp boat and catch shrimp and be the crew for that fisherman.
Twyla Harrington is a marine fisheries agent with Louisiana Sea Grant. She works with the commercial and recreational marine industries in Orleans, St. Bernard, and Plaquemines parishes to help the fishing community stay sustainable. She started this job shortly after the 2010 BP oil spill.
I was spending a lot of time down on the docks, and the one thing that was repeated was, you know, the prices are dropping. I can't afford to put gas in my boat. I can't afford to go out every day. You know, they just don't pay me enough when I get back to the dock.
That's how Harrington met Gutierrez, out on his dock. He's one of many fishermen she's helping to make a transition.
It's frightening, like I said before, to jump off into a whole new business, especially when you're involving strangers. And there's a whole big world out there of liability concerns and insurance and new licenses in order to run your vessel with people on board.
Gutierrez is optimistic about ecotourism, but to be clear, this isn't his choice.
It's not what I want to do, it's what I have to do.
Ecotourism may not save the fishing industry, but it may let guys like Tony Gutierrez stay down the bayou a little longer. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.